Egypt declares a state of emergency. A new but familiar terrorist group is rising up in Syria. Native America is seeing a spiritual breakthrough. Keep listening. There's a story for you in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt has declared a national state of emergency. Clashes between Muslim Brotherhood supporters and the military ignited across the country. According to Sat7, the death toll is rising, and at least three churches were attacked yesterday. The military's involvement harkens back to the days of Hosni Mubarak's regime. Sat7's George McKean says,
if people are not careful enough, or if we are not sticking to principles, the military can take over and we can get back to ground zero.
Now, Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. McKean says their programming provides a public forum to discuss difficult issues from a biblical perspective. However, the staff has to cope with nerve-wracking security issues.
They don't know how it can lead the situation, how can it develop, because, you know, the headquarter of the Muslim Brotherhood is just few meters away from our office in Cairo.
Would you pray they stay safe? They're also praying for wisdom and that the bloodshed would stop. Next, the military takeover in Egypt is viewed differently by nationals than it is by outsiders. According to Operation Mobilization, the Muslim Brotherhood broke a lot of promises when former President Morsi was in power. And because of this, voters are unlikely to go for more Brotherhood rule. The World Evangelical Alliance says as the military helps build a roadmap towards peace, Egyptian churches want to be part of that process. You can read the full story at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. In Syria, a rebranded version of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda is growing in size and influence. An expert told the Washington Post recently that Syria is in the heart of the Middle East, making it a strategic location for the group. Despite the rising threat of radical Islam, though, Baptist Global Response is helping refugees in the region. They're living out the gospel through prayer and practical aid, and they're sharing it verbally, too. Pray that these seeds take root. Meanwhile, a spiritual breakthrough is taking place on reservations throughout the United States. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says nearly 600 people began a relationship with Christ.
A wall has been broken. The Spirit of God has broken through. And isn't it awesome that He has done it through these very broken Native American young people? They were the drug addicted. They were the drug dealers. They were the alcoholics. They are the sexually abused, they are the rape victims, but they come with a story of hope about our Jesus. That is what has captured young Native hearts on 10 reservations this summer. It has been almost like a Book of Acts thing to behold.
This story continues at our website. Pray that those who came to know Christ will keep growing in their knowledge of Him. And you might have heard about our Wake Me Up summer campaign this month. It's based off of Josh Wilson's newest CD called Carry Me. Greg Yoder, executive director of Mission Network News, says he resonated with the song Wake Me Up.
It talks about, of course, being asleep. Am I asleep? And Lord, will you please wake me up? Sometimes in vacation season during the summer months, you're focused on just kind of relaxing and being with family, etc. But did you ignore the opportunity maybe that you had to share your faith with a stranger or maybe someone who you befriended?
Josh Wilson's CD encourages believers to do something for God. That's why we're excited about it.
Our desire is to encourage Christians to wake up, really, and understand that they can do something for Christ, whether it be through prayer, through giving financially, or actually going out and doing something about it.
Keep listening for a sample to find out how you can get Josh Wilson's newest CD by partnering with Mission Network News. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News. It's part of the M&N Wake Me Up Summer, reminding Christians to wake up and share Christ in everyday experiences. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a Josh Wilson CD, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.